Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The globalist's great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The left's plan has always been a race war to bring in the communist takeover. It's now happening. I've got solutions next segment. Pete Santilli riding shotgun with us, investigative journalist. So, Pete, I think you agree. There's no doubt the border's fully collapsed. Title 42 is already gone, even though it ends tomorrow night at like midnight. The footage coming in is just apocalyptic. Just people everywhere. I mean, my Lord. And then Biden thinks we have no memory, and he's going to just turn around and act like they're trying to fix this. I mean, wow, this is crazy.
They've already primed the pump. We're now being reported by Michael Young. I trust his reporting. Government agents now saying all facilities are 150% over capacity.
We found that in the news. That's being reported.
Right. That's being reported. 150% of capacity. So they primed the pump. Now, let's use the scenario that's in everyone's minds right now. They don't need to perpetrate. They can have a couple of shooters. They can have a couple of operatives. They have the control, of course, monopolistic control of the media. They start putting out the narrative. They've got a lot of energy coming up through the border. And then they have a populace that's sitting there almost feeling helpless watching it. And then when they're traumatized by horrifying events, now you have tens of millions of people that are a captive audience to this horrifying traumatic event, and they get anchored, these horrifying events.
So the white supremacists are doing it, then they stage attacks, more attacks on the migrants, run by the cartels, and they frame Trump. They frame us.
And they're basically exploiting in the same fashion that they do. They'll overthrow communist dictatorships by exploiting the emotions of the people. They can have military regimes collapse because the people in a nonviolent fashion, because of their emotions and energy, will collapse the system. That's what they need. They need the weapon of mass migration. They perpetrate these events. There's a lot of compassion towards the people that are coming up that are being used as human shields. And then the race war and the tensions between us, because we've got one half of our population watching CNN and MSNBC, and the other half are saying, what the heck?
And they've been cutting the resources off to create that climate of explosive.
Yeah, they absolutely have the resources, and they have every bit of means. Now, of course, as you know, Barack Obama, we seem to forget the billions and billions of rounds the Department of Homeland Security were accumulating and buying up for many, many years. They have all of the ammunition. They've got the guns. All they need is a pretext to declare some sort of a martial law or a state of emergency. They create the crisis, and they use that crisis to clamp down to bring order, because out of chaos will come order, but unfortunately on their terms.
And when we look at the lawfare that I go through and Trump goes through and you've gone through, both criminal and civil, their minions don't know the full plan, but they believe they're about to inherit the country. They know this is a military globalist takeover. It's in full swing. I want to go to break here, come back with solutions. So be thinking about that, Pete Santilli. But in 60 seconds to break, what else is on your radar?
You know, the AI technology that they're using. They're studying us. They can analyze every single text message. They can analyze every single telephone call. They know who our contacts are. They've got us completely profiled. If I were to say, everybody come out of your houses and take to the streets, they know within 2 centimeters exactly who the America First MAGA patriots are, where they are. And that gives the first responders the ability to manage a crisis.
Most of the first responders are waking up or woken up. So at a point, AI just becomes a visual window to the globalists and their own destruction.
Alex, and we'll come back on the other side. The fusion centers and the law enforcement service have access to the most powerful technology that most people aren't even aware of.
We'll be back in 60 seconds with Pete Santilli.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
The social engineers love poor, starving third world populations because they can dictate to them whatever they want. And that's the UN plan to replace migration, to collapse Western civilization. And we're now deep into the attack. We're not in beta. We're now in operational. But I want to talk about solutions right now. And this is a solution. And it's hiding in plain view. In the last 3 months, we've heard an incessant drumbeat by the so-called conservative leadership to impeach Mayorkas, the head of ICE, Homeland Security, DHS. And Mayorkas gets up there and lies to Congress and all the rest of it. But Mayorkas is appointed by Biden. The Republicans control the House. And they're not calling for the impeachment of Joe Biden when it's in the Constitution that the federal government controls the border. This is treason to the letter. Emblazoned, highlighted, on fire, ridiculous level. So our problem isn't Obama's third term and his puppet, the brain-dead pedophile, Joe Biden. The problem is the Republican leadership. They have hearings, they pay lip service, just like Governor Abbott. Oh, more task forces to just organize illegals and bring them in. The 1,500 troops, that's just to help the Border Patrol organize, put people on buses to bring them in. That's all admitted. Where are the impeachment hearings while the country collapses in front of our eyes? Where are they? And listen, our team's going tomorrow to the border. I'm going to anchor it here right now because we need a talk show host to be here. I'll be hosting my show, War Room. I'll be doing 6 hours a day at least. And I'll be going down there soon. This is just going to get worse. But just think about that. We are literally seeing human smuggling, child kidnapping, rape, murder. It's come out in the news that the federal judges are told by the Justice Department you can't charge somebody as a convicted pedophile caught with a child. It is lawlessness. It is bedlam. This is the war against America. Not just shutting off the pipelines. Not just drag queen pedophile time. Not just devaluing the currency. Not just launching wars. Not just the 5G. But now, telling the world immediately surge the border when I get elected, Joe Biden. He played the clips 1,000 times, probably, literally, probably 500 times, to be serious. And now they sit there and say, oh, we're going to protect you from it. What a diabolical plan. They've ruined the blue cities. They've wrecked society. Their plan is to make you so poor and so desperate, you don't know which end is up. Pete Santilli, do you agree with me that we've got to call Congress, write letters, call talk radio, call C-SPAN, call the senators that are supposedly on our side and say, where are the articles of impeachment? Pete Santilli.
Absolutely. That's at the top end. The fix is at the top end. And tomorrow, from what I understand, there's going to be some extremely, not just incriminating, but damning evidence to show that the executive branch of our government through the Biden family has been captured. That's at the top end. here's my most important concern, and I'm getting word from people like Mark Kerr, at the Center for Self-Governance, who is telling me that not only has Southern Poverty Law Center been advising law enforcement as to what they've been defining domestic extremism, they've been educating law enforcement on who the domestic extremists are, but they're now advising our military, and most recently, just within the past several weeks, on events that they receive, because they've got communications channels, they're deploying FBI agents to SWAT team those extremists. Now, my most important urgent message is to the law enforcement agents that are going to be fed information when they show up at a mass casualty event. Or let's say we're right on the precipice of triggering continuity of government directives. FEMA takes over and you basically are operating under the FEMA flag. They have technology when they show up at an event that has hundreds and thousands of people. You're going to be fed a profile of everybody on the ground, of who the domestic violent extremists are and who the potential vulnerable are on the ground. That information has already been pre-scripted. They want to not only weaponize the public to cause the race war, but to also use law enforcement and military to clamp down.
And that's
down.
What these databases are about. It came out with Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL going back 5 years ago, is secretly running the fact-checking groups that were surveilling and censoring and giving access to our private messages and more. Absolutely. This is their plan. When they launch their offensive, they know there'll be a counteroffensive information. They just declare us terrorists. They stage attacks on migrants and say, we did it. It's already begun.
Yes. Now, Alex, too much to go into, and I'm probably going to have to do it over the course of the next several weeks. Law enforcement, patriots, the good people on the inside that are working for institutions at the federal level all the way down to the county level. You need to know that you have actually been misinformed and you've been weaponized to use at this particular time. The FBI model of the domestic violent extremists, that timeline of how those extremists came about at the left side of the spectrum was not Ruby Ridge and Waco. It was actually the Bundy Ranch supporters were the model domestic violent extremists. They have surveillance technology that they've given to law enforcement. First responders will have a lit up screen on their computer screens when they arrive at a mass casualty event. You're going to know who your targets are. But that is artificially manufactured.
Here's an example. A month and a half after the Tennessee attack by the transgender cult member who told people that they were mad at Christians and gun owners, they still won't release a manifesto. But within hours before we even knew who the shooter was in North Dallas, in Allen, we were told it was a white supremacist. So that's an example how they're already pre-programming right away.
That's right. Now, Alex, the technology, and this is where I said I'm going to have to show first responders, I know exactly what kind of technology you have. There are police officers within the general vicinity. They now have the ability to send directly to their patrol cars real-time 911 calls that are coming in to dispatch to any officers in the general vicinity of a 911 call. When an officer arrives and there's 50 people on the ground, they have an immediate red flag of who the felons are, who the gun carriers are.
The bottom line is you cannot trust that intel.
The law enforcement, it needs to know that they're being fed this information in order to be weaponized against us. They're naturally, they've been fed propaganda from the Southern Poverty Law Center, whipping up law enforcement to say that the domestic violent extremist is the white guy that's on the ground, that is an America First candidate that owns a gun.
And a few months ago, our security was at the Texas Capitol and the police knew who they were, but didn't know they worked for us. So they were saying, hey, we've got the right-wing terrorist here. And it was just pro-lifers, like people with no criminal records, and they were already being fed terrorists are here, and they're anti-cop. I mean, come on, folks.
That's exactly right. Now, here's another thing. Out of January 6th, when they deemed those that went to D.C., anyone that went to D.C., for that matter, we now heard from...
Remember, anybody that was already there for a wedding or whatever, they were put in a database with the airlines, everybody to be harassed.
U.S. Marshals found out that their spouses who had gone to D.C. were listed as domestic violent extremists because they traveled to D.C. on January 6th. And that triggered some whistleblowers to come forward and say,
imagine what would Hitler have done with this technology.
Oh, my goodness. Now, this is what they do. The reason why they deem us to be, it's not just to demonize. It actually triggers lawful surveillance technology, NSA level. They can listen to
your
toaster.
That's why the new Office of Disinformation that they're relaunching says when the spy agency lists you as a foreign disinfo, you have no rights. You can be arrested. I mean, this is, we're finally here. This is martial law. They're going for it.
It is. And, Alex, here's a frightening thought. Law enforcement, you need to imagine this. A bunch of people were mischaracterized as domestic violent extremists. They're in the database. You arrive at a location. There's 100 people. Maybe there's a small uprising. You already have red dots on your screen on people that are pro-life protesters or may have gone to D.C. on January 6th. But you're already in a heightened state of alert. Why? Because they need you to be able to pull the trigger and not feel bad
that's
about
right.
it.
And let's stay right there. And then when you do that, it blows up. Civil war starts. America collapses. That's the plan. We don't want a civil war. Killing each other will not fix anything. Let's figure this out. We'll be right back with Pete Santoli.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is not a drill. This is the collapse of the Republic. The border has been completely removed. Millions are being held in federal centers now that have been overwhelmed. The border is collapsing now. Millions are coming. Let me read to you here on the Alex Jones Show what I just got from a high-level federal law enforcement source. We're already holding more today than any point ever in the last 2 years when we hit historic amounts of people, 2.5 million and arrest. This is the precipice of a major shift and reset, not a good one, in the U.S. This is bad. It's very ominous. We do not know who is coming in. It's strategic. Families give up and claim asylum to take all time and manpower that cartels smuggle HOG value through traditional smuggling routes because we are not out patrolling. I personally have seen 8 watch list arrests this year alone, which we are missing, which is getting through the evil intent planned. And then they go on to say federal law enforcement is basically preparing to stand down and take care of their families. The entire country is about to fail. I mean, imagine you're like 15 Border Patrol people and 10,000 people come at you. I mean, it's just like, what the, I mean, literally, that's what this is. I'm talking to, like highest level people, like right below Mayorkas. They're like, we didn't believe you. It's all true. There's pedophiles everywhere. They're smuggling. We have people that have raped 5 children, been deported all these times, and we're told to release them. What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? I mean, it's like so. I mean, it is, folks. We are talking caravans, dozens of them, of tens of thousands, 60,000 in estimated right now in El Paso. 30,000-40,000 in Brownsville, tens of thousands in McAllen, hundreds of thousands behind them, millions coming, total collapse, total lawlessness, total insanity. And if I want to fly to see a sick family member, a 30-minute flight to Dallas, they want to grab my genitals at the stupid airport. They got checkpoints internally, but not externally, where you're supposed to have them constitutionally. This is full-on breakdown of the country. And Obama needs to be impeached. We have got to impeach Obama right now. He did not win the last election. He stole it. And Obama, who got caught trying to run a Kenyan civil war to put a communist in, is doing the same thing. And, yeah, it's not a Freudian slip. Biden doesn't run anything. They literally have to wipe his ass all day. He poops his pants. He doesn't know who he is. This is disgusting. We're at war with Russia. They're cutting off our energy. The border is completely wide open. I go anywhere in Austin. There's just illegal aliens just everywhere. It is a breakdown of civilization. We must impeach Obama now. In fact, it should be called Impeach Obama. People say, what do you mean? I mean, Obama's the president. Pete Santilli, the feds aren't giving up because a lot of them are good people, low level, mid level. They realize that it's over. I mean, you don't. I mean, when the UN's running it, and the NGOs are running it, and the border's completely wide open, and millions are pouring in a month. I mean, it's game over, brother. I mean, I'm not trying to be game over to be negative. People need to realize we're not in Kansas anymore, Pete Santilli.
The game over scenario has been gamed over. If you look at it, it's a rinse and repeat model. They game this stuff out.
They did in Europe the last 10 years.
Yeah. Now, as you know, in war, you can plan and prepare. You can train your troops. But once you go kinetic, you have to develop your war gaming plan as things evolve. That's not how these people operate. These people game it out. They trigger each chaotic event, and they know what the legal and human resources response is going to be.
Just like they reported 2 years ago, the UN doesn't give the migrants shots because they know it hurts them and there's liability, so they won't sign on. Again, they've got every angle wargamed except us exposing them and impeaching Obama.
Every angle wargamed. They've actually, like I said, they've already primed the pump. They've set up the chaotic scenario. Law enforcement and federal authorities, once we cross that point of no return, they've incited this riotous migration. The federal authorities will eventually have to, they're going to be triggering a federal continuity of directive. It's just like pulling a three-ring binder off, and law enforcement is going to have to say, well, this is what we do. We're going to have to take...
And that's why Michael Young used the Special Forces Army statement of broken arrow. Our fire base is overrun.
Broken arrow, broken arrow. Now, when that happens, FEMA, at a certain point in time, says, here's what we do. We can operate autonomously, regionally. They don't even need command from Washington, D.C.
And remember Rex 84, under Reagan, they proposed a border collapse was the pretext for martial law.
That's exactly where I was going to go.
And you were in the Marines then and saw some of those documents.
I was actually, because I was in weapons. How do we get weapons from, during civil unrest, from the flight line at El Toro Marine Base to either a magazine area or a deep underground military base? How do we do that? But they wrote the scenario that civil unrest would cause that. Now, once FEMA is in charge over law enforcement, you follow that directive. We have to maintain law and order, but law enforcement is going to be given the wrong information. How do we know that? They've already prescripted it. They already have.
And that's why they need us and you and Tucker shut down, because law enforcement knows to come to us for real intel.
And
we're not perfect, but we're not lying on purpose. We're 95% accurate, damn it.
They have to have monopolist control over the airwaves, the emergency broadcast.
They have air superiority.
CNN, MSNBC is going to tell you who to trust. Go to your safe zone. Go to your local Catholic Charities facility and put your beautiful children up at the front of the line, please. Of course, they want the pick of the litter. They want monopolistic control over the flow of information, canceling out all of the truth tellers that are going to be questioning exactly what they're doing. We must advise our federal authorities. We must stop the Southern Poverty Law Center from, A, defining what a domestic violent extremist is, and then having that much discretion and authority over our military and over our law enforcement. We have to get Southern Poverty Law Center, which is non-governmental, out of the mix. Congress must intervene and know what's going on. And, of course, Congress also needs to recognize that these institutions they believe to be operating for the benefit of the American people, there's bad people behind those institutions that are weaponizing the FBI, the CIA, and law enforcement to be used against
the
Americans.
And, by the way, Pete, stay there. We'll do the rest of the hour together. But can you not... As a veteran journalist, as a veteran, your cells feel it. Like, this is it. This is the big one. I mean, you can feel it. Not just intellectually see it. Can you feel it?
You know, as they say, sometimes I say steak tastes so much better inside the matrix. But, you know, once the veil's been lifted, you cannot unring a bell. It's if we have X-ray vision. We know what's going on. We need to provide that level of sight. Night vision and goggle.
And again, it's not that we're smarter than law enforcement or the public, but we're immersed in it. For whatever reason, our fate, we live this. We have the X-ray vision.
Yeah, the law enforcement right now, the guys with the guns, they're being used as weapons against the political opponents ultimately. But, you know, once they're done with them as useful tools, they're going to discard them as well. So law enforcement needs to side with our Constitution and we the people. Absolutely.
And with their own future. But the public needs to be out. I want everybody to go to the border now to peacefully cover this. I can't do it all. We need everybody to get in your damn cars and get down to that border and expose it.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price. It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Rex 84 is now live. Rex 84 is now live. Broken Arrow. Broken Arrow. Republic in peril. The United States now collapsing.
First of all, the idea that Joe Biden said come, because I heard the other day that they're coming because they know I'm a nice guy. Sure, that there is, we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come. They're seeking asylum. First time ever we've told people they can't come to America. That ends. The cage is closed. And those who come seeking asylum, we should immediately have the capacity to absorb them, keep them safe until they can be heard.
We'll break down Operation Rex 84 now going live with Pete Santilli in just a few minutes. But first, I mentioned the allegory of aliens and game over. It's not game over. We realize what's happening, but if we don't, it's over. Here it is.
Well, that's great. That's just great, man. Now what the f*** are we supposed to do? We're some real pretty s*** now, man.
You finished.
I'm sorry, Newt.
You don't have to be sorry. It wasn't your fault.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over. What are we going to do now? What are we going to do?
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
We better get back.
I'm not going to lie to you, ladies and gentlemen. My spider sense the last 2 weeks has been at a level never before. Enemies of the country are in control, and they're destroying us right now. Millions are pouring across. Border Patrol we met with last year said it was 8 million in the Texas sector last year. 80% are getaways. Now they're officially announced today. We can't even stop them. We're not even trying to organize them. They're just here. Total failure. Remember when you're at the airport flying to see your grandma, you live in Texas and she lives in Wisconsin, and they want to ask you questions and pretend all that security theater and grab your junk, that it's all a damn lie. I'm not an enemy of the TSA, but it's all a joke. Yeah, this footage, they fired the guy. And I know about training dogs. I'm not a dog trainer, but they give those TSA agents trained dogs, a German pointer. They're already trained. You barely tug it on there. This guy's jerking the dog around. This is the type of idiots that they put. Now, not all the feds are like that. They're not our enemies. And I'm not kissing the feds' ass. They want us to kill each other. And once stuff unravels, and once the feds go out and start trying to round up patriots, I don't need a rocket science degree to tell you, guaranteed, patriots are going to start going after people. And I want to be 100% clear. They're going to stage false flags and have whites killing blacks and all the rest of this. That's not real. The real patriots are a little bit smarter, and they're going to go after the people that have gone along with this. But we don't even want that because they've got replacements for them. We don't want it to go to this, okay? I don't need to have a war and have a bunch of blood on my hands to feel like a man, okay? And I want to just warn the people working with the system. You don't need me to warn you. God, you already know. Do you realize how much danger we're all in? Please, I have children. This is insane. 30,000 children in Texas alone the last 2 years. I have this directly from the people that run it. Highest level. Given to 20,000 pedophiles, some of them with 4, 5, 6 pedophilia convictions of raping 2-year-olds. This is a come-to-Jesus moment. Evil's made its move. And the good news is people in the system that aren't bad have got it, but they're asking us for help because the federal government's tiny little ribbon of actual enforcers. It's a bunch of bureaucrats. They sit in their offices with their thumbs up their asses. But the real people are out there dealing with bank robberies and kidnap kids all day, and they see the Justice Department telling the judges, we're not going to charge them with that. Oh, they kidnap a 7-year-old girl and have 10 men raping them in a room, and the federal judge is told, Merrick Garland says release them. That's your come-to-Jesus moment when you're dealing with real evil, ladies and gentlemen. And I get why you don't want to admit it to yourself. I don't want to admit this. But it's real. And we sit here in our little oases of freedom and think we're going to be protected. We're not. This is asymmetrical warfare to take down the country. Biden, who is Obama, must be impeached. Obama did not win this election. He admittedly runs Biden. I want Barack Obama impeached, and I want him impeached now. Pete Santilli is doing a great job, investigative journalist. I want to show you the Wikipedia Rex 84. You have to understand, plans they don't get done, they bring back. In 1961, L.L. Lemnitzer and Curtis LeMay, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and his adjunct, came to Robert F. Kennedy's brother, JFK, and they said, we want to stage shooting attacks in Miami and Dallas and in Virginia. We want to bomb planes, and we're going to blame it on the Cubans who go to war with Russia. We have a plan to nuke the Russians. We're going to win the war. That's where Dr. Strangelove got made a few years later. with Stanley Kubrick. It's all based on a real plan, real people. They just changed the names. And Kennedy said, Lemonster and LeMay, you're fired. But they implemented the plan decades later in 2001, working with radical Islamists. Well, now Rex 84, which Reagan was approached with, they said, sir, if the border collapses, we need FEMA to declare martial law and put the Army and Marines on the streets and declare a national emergency and put the illegals and the communists. But see, it won't be illegals. It'll be us. That's how they planned the plan. Kind of like the Germans used Valkyrie against Hitler. That was his martial law plan, but the good Germans used it against Hitler. Well, this is the bad guys using an emergency plan against us. So it's Rex 84 in reverse against the Patriots in all the announcements. This is Rex 84 2.0. It's been implemented. Peace and tilling.
In the opening documents, I actually was injured in an accident. I was actually grounded. I was an air crewman. So my job was to push a pencil for a little bit. We took Rex 84, and they started developing the Federal Continuity Directive. My job in that manual is to determine how to get our most sophisticated weapons from out at the flight line in the United States to secure locations. They open up by saying what would trigger this is societal collapse that could be triggered by either the decoupling of the trading of oil to the dollar, supply chain disruptions, and 72 hours chaos could come. That would trigger the Federal Continuity Directive. At that point, FEMA is the most powerful, even above and beyond. The military would actually report.
The Constitution, explain it, is suspended under executive order already in place.
It is because, essentially, it is a supply chain disruption. Our Constitution can only survive.
Yes, what have they done with lockdowns? Shutting off the power. Everything is the slow motion supply chain breakdown, and they blame it on the broken border that they launched.
And they don't call it a constitutional suspension. They say, for the survival of our nation, we must maintain order. We must restore order. We have societal collapse. We have a breakdown in our monetary system. Our supply chain is gone. Police have walked off the job to take care of their families.
And again, they're defunding to make that happen and demoralize the police. So the point is, all these plans have now, but it's happening now. There's no doubt, Pete, they're doing it now. You agree?
Now they're decoupling the trading of oil to the dollar is happening right now. That will cause the dollar to collapse. The supply chain can break down. Now with the priming of the pump with the migrant wave, we have the perfect storm right now for Obama 4.0 to be under control under the Federal Continuity Directive with bigger than totalitarian control. No doubt about it. They have set the stage for this to happen. And everything you see, every crisis you can imagine, we could also find that the supply or the power grid may be shut down very easily by targeting 4 or 5 power stations.
So let's expand on that. I want to be infinity clear with listeners. Listeners know I don't tell you something unless I really believe it. I can intellectually see it. I can politically see it. I can mathematically see it. I can gut see it. This is it, Pete.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Failure. When they decide to go for the kill, they will have multiple points. If one fails, they'll go with another. If a chaotic scenario takes place down at the border, that doesn't work enough to break down society. They'll go ahead and hit
I agree. So they'll have a hack attack instead of the Russians did it, turn the lights off. How do we counter this? How do we? Because 99.9% of people are going to be destroyed by this. Anybody listening to me and think this is funny, you're part of the establishment. Check your gut. You know this is bad. So I'm saying, everybody, we don't want a dumb war. We don't want a civil war. How do we avert this?
You know, in the same fashion the communist Romanians did, stand in the gap. It's between this small group of individuals that have the most powerful technology and all the guns and the power and authority with the badges and guns. It's in the wrong hands. We, the people, must stand together, just like you called for, suggesting even if we were to stand shoulder to shoulder at the border with candles and just be present, people are not going to come over. It'll give the Border Patrol the opportunity, you know, to patrol their
That's right.
their
They need our backing. That's what the feds are telling me. Most of them are good. They're like, help us. What? I mean, we act like the feds are God. They're not. They've been given an impossible job.
Nobody stay home, and also self-police, because we know how they operate. They're going to use that opportunity to exploit our emotions, to throw in their provocateurs, cause some violence. Anybody suggests unlawful activity, anyone perpetrates violence.
Any Ray Epses, what do you do to a Ray Epps when they show up and say attack the police?
Oh, I, in the next scenario, I mean, I would absolutely get your cameras out, identify them, have the crowd, put them on blast, fed, and don't let the extricate them from the crowd. We're a peaceful, God-loving people. Guess what happens when peaceful, God-loving people stand together with candles? And by the way, be prepared to die because they're willing to kill you. Be prepared to die because they will kill you. What will happen is the pillars of communism will pulverize and disintegrate. Ceausescu, the communist dictator, didn't have the support of his military, did not have the support of his law enforcement, and ultimately, by the authorities that were left behind, he ended up being taken to the concrete wall and the bullet to the back of the head, and communist Romania fell. Totalitarianism falls when we are noncompliant. We must stand up for our constitution. We need
and
the help.
Let me back you up on Ceausescu in Romania, which, guys, pull up footage of Ceausescu being executed. It's the same numbers now, and I'm not lionizing the feds. They're super bad on the top, but in the middle and even higher levels and low level, they're some of the best people because they see it. They are begging for us to do something, so the military is awake. The police are awake. The law enforcement, they're not our enemy. The government's not our enemy. The government's hijacked. It's like if a hijacker hijacks a plane and he puts on the captain's outfit. He's not the captain. We have a hijacker of the plane, and the answer is realize that, and I agree. The parallels of Romania and Ceausescu are dead on.
That's what we must stand in the gap, folks. This is that moment in time. Don't look to somebody else. We're the last line of defense in this country. And all we have to do is stand in the gap between this old Biden regime and these communists with Clinton and Holder and all of them. Holder supplying guns to the cartels
and
down below.
And Chelsea pledging to force inject all our children.
Yeah, socially engineering us and saying that that we should become, you know, transgendered, homosexual, whatever it is that we want to do, and then complaining that we're not producing enough babies and doing, of course, replacement migration. Ladies and gentlemen, we're the last line of defense. The military is not going to save you, the upper echelon of the military. I want to call upon active duty military. Recognize that your upper echelon has been woke-tarded. Do not
they've been compromised. So they're not just woke-tarded, they're enemy agents.
They're enemy agents. They're working for a foreign entity. Obviously, the executive branch has been captured. But guess
and this
what?
Is everybody's chance in 1776 Part 2, but it's a spiritual information economic war. We don't want to resort to the physical, though we're going to win that if it happens. Pete, let's be honest. If it goes physical, no one can believe anything they see on the news. And obviously, the police and military are not our enemy. The enemy's very weak because there's very few of them. If they really want to go this route, I've been told, and I've seen the intel, our people that are the security people for the globalists are standing by any day now. And I'm not wishing this. I'm not commanding this. I can just tell the globalists, you're not safe on your yacht in the South Pacific. You're not safe in Kauai. You're not safe up in Northern. I want the globalists to know. And people know I don't bluff, folks. Alex Jones does not bluff. I'm telling you, you are inches away. No one's giving orders here, but at a certain point, when they see the country burning, you are as dead as doornails.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we have good patriots on the inside. My most urgent message right now is to those that, you know, and we have good people on the inside, and they're following their training from the SPLC, and they're getting their intel orders and their data from the Fusion Center. You just need to know it's all preloaded by Barack Obama, who received all of his training from Bill Ayers from the Weather Underground way back when. The Central Intelligence Agency, like John Brennan, for instance, it is a fact. Go look it up, Mr. Federal Law Enforcement Agent. Brennan let the 9/11 hijackers through the Jeddah, Saudi Arabia.
And he voted communist twice.
He voted communist. John Brennan allowed the 9/11 hijackers to come in. There's another report by a credible DEA agent out of Guantanamo Bay, a legal document that was filed that said that two of the 9/11 hijackers were likely CIA agents. This is a coup d'etat, folks. Without firing a shot, all we need
to
do.
We're not denying radical Islam exists. It works with the New World Order.
Yes, and as a United States Marine, I do have to say, and I have said it to our authorities, we're a patient, godly people. We're a law-abiding citizenry. Don't shoot at us, because here in the United States of America, there's one of us behind every blade of grass. Of course, Don't shoot an innocent protester that's just standing doing a candlelight vigil, because you'll find, you know, that we will go to a scenario that we don't like. That's all I'll say. I'm not trying to. I mean, it's just something that naturally through the Second Amendment exists. And that's what's kept us from tyranny. But tyranny, techno tyranny, is upon us. It's being led by the likes of Barack Obama, who's been distributing guns. Him and Clinton distributing guns to our enemies all throughout the Far East. Federal law enforcement agent, go look up Operation Zero Footprint. Go look up Mark Turi, who was working with John McCain and Hillary Clinton to deliver man pads to ISIS and Al Qaeda. It's a coup d'etat.
I had the pilots on. Literal whistleblowers that ship those weapons. All right, Pete, you're on fire. You're great. I'm planning to go to the border next week. My crew deploys tomorrow morning to the border. Hell, you ought to fly down here. You ought to co-host when I go down to the border. We love you. Your work's great. Pete Santilli, people can find your show. Where do they find your show?
No. All right? Let me know. Let me know. I'll do whatever we can. It's time to stand in the gap, folks, and do not sit back and let somebody else or expect that somebody else is going to save your country, folks. Now is the time that we stand up patriotically and peacefully stand shoulder to shoulder. Go look up communist Romania.
No, I agree. All right. PeteLive.tv. We'll talk to you very soon, brother. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too, Alex.
Most important broadcast we've done in 29 years. This is going down. You can feel it. In fact, I get to this point a few times in my life. Like, once the fight starts, I don't even have any concern anymore. I'm actually high as a kite right now because I know it's on, folks. It is on like Donkey Kong. I mean, this country is being set up for total collapse. And I want to explain this again for the 50,000th time. 99.999999% of us will be destroyed by this. This is insane. We're not MS-13 that's given an order to go out and commit a crime and we do it. Feds, you're not like that. You don't have to do this. And I can tell you that I don't even know what to say at this point. I just cannot believe we've been positioned to this. I cannot believe we're at this point. You know, I got a sick family member in another state who I need to go see. They're dying. And I don't know how I go through the TSA checkpoint and have them ask me questions and grab my dick when the damn border's wide open. It's all a sick joke. It's all a freaking game, man. All right, I didn't plug last hour, and if I don't, we won't be on air anymore. I need funds to send people to the border everywhere else. I want to cover everything. We got great products you need. X3's back in stock. Most people have iodine deficiency. This is the pure iodine. It will light your ass up and change your life. I can lead a horse to water. I can't make you drink. X3, 25% off, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Real Red Pill Plus selling out, 40% off. Ultimate Bone Broth with the chaga mushroom and the turmeric and the bee pollen. It's an incredible product. InfoWarsStore.com. We need funds, but I tell you, I'm like a big weight slipped off my back. So I've done my work to warn everybody. We'll continue on, no matter what the cost is, till the end, as Churchill said. But my God, people, you're going to wish later you did something now. The biggest thing you do, share the article, share the videos, take the clips, do whatever you got to do. You know what to do. And just support us and get products you need now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com now. Whatever you do, pray for justice, pray for peace. Hour number four, I got more to say before we hand the baton to Maria Z.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.